is for Professor Rodman.
Fat Rodman, the history teacher?
Well, I'm afraid he is history. Dropped dead of a heart attack.
Wait a minute, Professor Rodman, when, huh?
Yeah, well, it happened yesterday up at Roscoe's House of Pancakes. He was on his fourth order of flapjacks when God called for the check. Yeah, the funeral's in a little while up at Hillman on the Hillside.
I had Rodman two semesters ago. Always wore his bullet jacket that didn't fit him. You know, he had a season ticket ever since they moved to Washington. Season ticket?
Yeah. I'd go to the funeral, but I have classes all day.
Well, my schedule is open, as usual. I can go and pay respects for both of them.
That's pretty sensitive of you there, Ron.
Well, it's times like these you have to think of others. Do you know what row his season ticket was in?
Well, Professor Rodman is at that big bullets game in the sky.
Ron, when you go, it'll be in the opposite direction. I can't believe you went to the man's funeral to get his season ticket. That is colder than a lawyer chasing an ambulance.
You hurt me, Pythagoras. I'll admit, at first I went to snag the man's season ticket, but I came away with much more.
More?
Yeah. I came away with two season tickets.
Wait a minute, man. There's a waiting list a mile long for bullet season tickets, and you got two of them?
$1,500 for the pair. I had to beat the widow down from 2,000.
Oh, that is despicable.
So despicable that you don't want in?
Well, not that despicable.
I thought you'd overcome your grief. Now, look, I need your half of the cash by this afternoon because the widow Rodman is headed for Las Vegas.
Life goes on.
That's right.
Well, I'm down. Whitley and I just started this nest egg checking account, but there's plenty of time to build that nest. Go ahead and get out of here. I got a class.
Wait a minute. Are you giving me a quiz on the first day?
But it says, doesn't it? Look, man, I am a teacher now. Last year, I was a teacher's assistant. They got over. This year, when they leave my class, they will have learned something.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in your class. Oh, I take that back. You are one equation I would like to solve.
Yes, thank you.
Are you free to
thank
you? Hey, man, don't put your pressure on my neck. No wrinkles or soup.
Calculus. That's a sedative invented by Sir Isaac Newton. You let the boredom begin. Hey, who's the teacher here, homie?
You're hugging him.
Okay. Settle down, class. This is Calculus 1.1, and I am Mr. Wayne. Oh, excuse me, the class is closed. You're late.
Closed? Come on, I'm only a minute late. Besides, the first day, and I don't know my way around Hillman yet.
Well, excuses like that won't hold water in the real world, Miss...
Jane. Lena Jane.
Well, get here on time, people. If the door is closed, please do not bother opening it. Okay, you have 15 minutes to complete this quiz on the board.
I ain't never had no teacher give no test on no first day.
Well, you have obviously never had a teacher like Mr. Wayne, Miss James.
What a day I have had.
Well, I have been waiting for you, my sweetness. Martini, extra dry, one olive.
Huh? Honey, it's the middle of the day.
Yes, well, all the more reason for a little afternoon delight, huh?
Didn't you go to Professor Rodman's funeral this morning?
Yes, I did.
Then don't you think this is just a little inappropriate?
I don't know, Jaleesa. There's something about death that just makes me feel, well, you know, like I want to enjoy life to the fullest, huh? Well, let's go upstairs.
Oh, honey, I have been all over town looking for a place for my temp agency, and I'm just exhausted. I'll take a rain check, okay?
Rain check? Jaleesa, honey, I'm not a car wash. I have my needs, huh?
And so do I. And right now, it's office space. I mean, everywhere I went today was either too expensive or they wanted me to sign some long-term lease. You know, I am not gonna go back begging for my old job.
Calm down, calm down. Look, I'll tell you what, I've got an idea. Why don't you just set up shop here at the house?
My temp agency here?
Yeah, well, temporarily until you find a space.
This is your home.
Now you stop that. This is our home.
don't know. I feel like I'd just be in the way.
Nonsense. You know I love having you near me.
Hmm? Oh, honey, how can I thank you?
Well, you can't.
So?
One minute, Professor Rodman is sitting here eating a double cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. The next minute, he's taking a dirt nap. Life's a crapshoot. Now, am I snake eyes?
Now, Professor Rodman smoked 3 packs a day, ate excessively, and was an alcoholic. Now, you don't do any of that.
Yeah, but I have Velma.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, $750, that's all there.
Well, I'm just making sure that the bank didn't short change.
Well, what did Wendy say about all these little eggs leaving the nest?
Hey. I called her and she was out. It's no big deal. All I did was withdraw my share from our account.
Famous last words.
Excuse me. Can I get some collard greens, some fried chicken, and some cornbread with extra butter?
Well, your pressure is a little high.
Oh, I knew it. Well, how long do I have, Doc?
Don't panic. Unfortunately, hypertension is very prevalent in black males.
We don't get any break, do we?
Wine, I am so angry I could scream.
Ooh, what's the matter, baby? I called you.
Well, I was shopping. At least I thought I was shopping. Mm-hmm. This was supposed to be our new canopy bed. One day sale, 40% off to be held until our wedding day. I went to write the check, and you know what happened?
Yes,
the computer said insufficient
funds.
How'd you know?
That's what I called you about. I needed to withdraw half the money.
Let me get this straight. You withdrew money from our account without asking me.
Yeah, I called you, but you were out with me.
Did it occur to you that I might return?
I needed the money in a hurry.
Big drug deal going down, Dwayne? I can't believe you took money from our account without my permission.
Well, wait a minute, you didn't consult me about the bed, did you?
Of course I didn't. You don't know anything about furniture. You're from Brooklyn. What'd you need the money for anyway?
Season tickets to a Bullets game.
That's what I said.
Dwayne, don't you think that furniture is a bigger priority?
Nope.
No.
Not yet.
Well, when then?
When we get closer to the wedding.
Of course, we could always get married from those season seats at the basketball game.
Well, honey, $750 only buys you one season ticket.
One? You going to all those basketball games alone?
No. See, Ron bought the other one. Well, wait a minute. No, it's from Professor Rodman.
Perfect. You tell that fat drunk to stay out of our lives.
He died, Whitley.
I'm sorry.
Look, sweetie, I'm going through a lot of pressure, and I just thought going to the games would be a good diversion, you know, to help me relax.
I thought I helped you relax.
Oh, baby, you do, but you know how much I love basketball.
Apparently, you love it more than you love me.
No, I don't love it more than I love you, but just because we're engaged doesn't mean I'm going to be giving up my own life.
Well, that makes two of us that won't be giving up anything.
As you can see from these contracts, I'm requiring each of you to devote extra hours every day and on alternate weekends.
Wonderful!
You are going to work harder in my class than you have ever worked before. Yesterday's quiz scores indicate just how much work needs to be done.
So y'all don't get it, but we are on a hidden video program. Where are the cameras, Wayne?
Ha ha ha. There's nothing funny about yesterday's quiz scores.
You're going to count that test?
Why shouldn't I?
Because it's the first day, maybe. I mean, we should be getting to know one another.
Ooh, well, I already know quite a bit about you, Miss James. Let's see.
You're from Lincoln High in Baltimore. You're here on a partial engineering scholarship. You and I both have an obligation to see that it isn't wasted. The bottom of the curve is not a good place to start.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Mr. Wayne. Why'd you have to broadcast my quiz scores to the whole class?
Sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. If I did, I apologize.
Now, if you will just sign your contract, we can get on with today's lesson.
Is there going to be a quiz every day?
Yes. There will be a review quiz at the beginning of each class.
Excellent.
Review what? We just got here.
If you will just sign your contracts, we could get on.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We have rights, too. As a matter of fact, our tuition pays this man's salary. We can go to the administration and complain about this. Or we can pay out.
Okay, that's it. You, out of my classroom, please.
Fine.
Yes.
Hey, Lena is right. Come on, y'all, tear it up. Tear it up. Tear it up. Excuse me, Mr. Wayne. I think they stole this from Glory.
There you go, Pookie. It was so selfish of me to think of squandering away our hard-earned dollars on something as extravagant as a bed. Marriage is, what, 2, 3, maybe 16 years away? Although if you wait too long, I may be unable to conceive children.
Whitney, I had a real long day, so if you could...
I was just thinking, Dwayne. Maybe we should pawn my engagement ring so you can get tickets to football games, too.
Excuse me, Wayne, may I speak with you, huh?
Certainly, Colonel. I was on my way to the pawn shop.
What's she gonna pawn?
Our relationship, she hates me.
Evidently, so do your students. Dwayne, what do you feel when you teach, son?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what do you feel, powerful, huh?
Colonel Taylor, high expectations for my students is not a power trip, and you as a man of the military should understand the value of discipline.
Yes, but in the military, we prepare our people for the possibility of war.
Oh, okay. Well, as far as I'm concerned, there is a war out there, and our best weapon is education.
Okay.
I'm training Green Berets here, sir.
I don't question your motivation, just your technique. Now, the secret is to get them to learn out of a sense of accomplishment, not fear.
How many have complained?
Well, enough, and I've heard from a few parents also. Don't worry. I have assured them that all will be copacetic, okay?
So this means the mutineers will be returning?
Yes, and I expect you to reach an understanding.
Well, Colonel Taylor, what we have here is a philosophical difference because I am not about to lose faith.
But you'd rather lose your job.
Now, you're expected inside a car with 10 other clowns at 7 o'clock, okay? Now, it's ring number 3. Terrence, business is booming. Would you please go and distribute some more flyers for me?
But, Moms, I've hit every address and windshield in here.
Then go to Avery. And don't call me Mom.
Hey, ma'am. You are doing really beautiful work.
All right. Fine, Freddy. Tell me something. When are you and I gonna swim upstream?
We're the last 2 people on Earth and there are no more batteries. Freddy.
Hi. I am very busy, so would you please tell me quickly what it is I have not been aware of and how I can raise my consciousness?
Well, my sister, I find it. This time in my life, I am unable to carry on my struggle against the injustices on the planet without the help of the president. Presidents Washington, Lincoln, Jackson, Grant. De Niro, baby, I need some cash. The price of tattoos is skyrocketing.
Well, ready comes a time when we all need money.
Mm-hmm.
But mind you, these are all temporary.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Look, it's up right up your alley. Outdoors.
Perfect.
Fresh air.
I love it.
Selling LMA Cosmetics door to door.
LMA Cosmetics. They test their chemicals on helpless little bunny rabbits. I would rot in hell before I'd work for those people.
Okay. What about as a waitress at Signorelli's?
You mean that place where they serve a hefty portion of sexism? Hello. The waitresses wear thigh-high miniskirts. The special of the day is implant parmigiana. Wake up, my sister. Where is your feminine pride? What do you want me to do, Jaleesa? Help destroy humanity? The Camco Corporation is notorious for dumping toxic waste. Come on, what else can you give me?
Strychnine, Freddy. I can give you strychnine. You are a lunatic.
Why, because I am ethical? Now, you've got to have some responsible clients.
Freddy, you would find objection with Mother Teresa.
Well, you know, she doesn't do enough work with those people. Jessa. Remember you were telling me how busy you are? Hey, look at all this stuff.
Yes, Freddy, I'm busy.
Very, very busy.
Well, that got me to thinking I could work here.
Here.
Uh-huh.
With me. For money.
Oh, Jaleesa, you are so good to me. I love
it. And the walls are Freddy, wait a minute!
So, you don't like my teaching methods, and you think I should be replaced. Well, I don't like what's going on in the real world, and the only way we can deal with that is by what we do in this classroom. My father drives a bus in Brooklyn, not because he isn't intelligent, because he didn't have an opportunity to go to college. But you all do. You all do. But regardless of your degree, I am telling you, they will think you know less than you do because you're black. It's not enough for you to be equal. You have to be better. We have to be better. And it's my job to see that you and we are. I guess I got a little too pumped, but I take this very seriously. So that's where I'm coming from. Anybody who doesn't like it, there's a door.
Okay.
Well, how about we wipe the slate clean? Start again.
Does it mean that the quiz doesn't count?
Yes, I have yours right here and no.
But there's still a test every week, isn't there?
Yes, there is a test every week, just maybe not every day. People, I expect a lot from you. So, let's get down. Suppose, founder of calculus, Sir Isaac Newton, were to walk through that door, he would probably say to us,
"Yo, homie! Try this on. Study something. I'm just going to be a minute."
This is Ron. This is not the time or place. I'm not sure I'm going to do this season ticket thing.
What? Man. Don't tell me you'd rather have some canopy wedding bed other than watch the Bulls play basketball.
No, but I have to start thinking and acting like a married man, and that means doing things you don't want to do.
But you've been watching too much Oprah, man.
All right.
Hey! Oh! Watch out! Somebody might be videotaping this.
Where were... Oh, yes. Calculus. Suppose the founder of calculus, Sir Isaac Newton, were to walk through that door, he would probably say to us...
Pookie.
That's your man.
That's right, you little barracuda.
I had no idea you were going through a major crisis.
The crisis is over.
I'm sorry about the bed and everything.
Okay.
I love you.
Very fond of you too, Miss Gilbert.
Fine.
Suppose the founder of calculus, Sir Isaac Newton, were to come through that door, he would probably find it locked.